Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck podcast. I'm Sean, your host. So happy to be here. So happy to have you here. Whether this is your first episode of Unstuck, if so, welcome. Happy to have you. I hope you find something wonderful in this episode, something very helpful for you. And if this is your, let's see, what are we at now? 82nd episode of Unstuck. So grateful for your continued support. As you may have noticed, if you are someone who has been around the Unstuck podcast for a while, we have some brand spanking new intro music. I actually finally chose, I don't know why it took me this many years of podcasting. What am I at? 6 years of podcasting now, to actually have my music made specifically for me and specifically for the vibe that I want to have for the show. So I did it. I finally did it. And I had something designed just like with what I prefer in music, but also the vibe that I want you all to have when you tune in, which is automatically just this like relaxed, fun, exciting, happy vibe just to be here and be connecting with each other and hopefully learning something really great that you can take into your lives, both for you and for your loved ones. And just we're hanging out. So I hope that you got that vibe from this music and really excited to just have something fresh for the next chapter of Unstuck, which I really am thinking of 2021 as like a new chapter in a lot of ways, but even for the podcast. So here we are, which brings me to another really good point in things that are having a new chapter or getting a fresh vibe, which is also Empower Intensive. Now, if you've been in these parts for a while, you may remember the Empower Intensive group coaching calls I did back in 2019 and beginning of 2020. And then, you know, stuff happened, shifts were happening in my business as well, and just things went down. And it didn't really flow with my business at that point. But now it is back. The Empower Intensive group coaching program is being revived. Now, what these actually are, or are becoming, I guess, are 7-day intensive coaching opportunities. So it's not like some of my other coaching programs and courses where they're 6 weeks long, 8 weeks long, 12 weeks long, forever long. These are intensives. And they are week-long intensives. We kick off the week-long intensive with a live group coaching call. And then from there, spend the rest of the week reprogramming our subconscious mind using these specific tools that I now have in my toolbox to help you, guide you, I guess, into getting into your limiting beliefs and your habits and your identity and working to reprogram that, really tapping into that subconscious mind and what you have stored there and the wiring that you currently have going on in there and switching up that wiring, switching up the program, switching up what's being stored in there. And we can actually do that in a matter of 7 days if we do it intensively. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to take all day for 7 days and you have to like call in at your job and you can't do anything else but work on reprogramming. No, it's not like that. But there are tools. I will probably tell you it will require, I don't know, 15 to 30 minutes of intentional focus on this per day for those 7 days. And we'll get into more of what all of this looks like in future episodes. But I do want you to know it is coming back and I'm bringing it back with a bang because we are going to be starting our next Empower Intensive call with money blocks. Your money mindset, shifting that programming that you have in your mind when it comes to money. And you may not even know you have it. I'll let you know if you do, which let me just tell you probably right now, if you're human, then you probably have some money blocks and money stories that we need to work around. So that is what we are going to spend 7 days working on and giving you all the tools you need to actually make massive shifts in how you view money in a week. We're going to do it together with the next Empower Intensive Group Coaching Class. If you would like to get the invite for the class and be in the loop on the other topics that will be coming up in future Empower Intensive Group Coaching calls, then you will need to be on the interest list. You need to let me know that you are interested. And you can do that over at seanminer.com/empower. That's also where you can learn a little bit more about the groups and what you will be learning, what you will be doing, how we will be doing it, and everything you can expect. So seanminer.com/empower. If you are interested in working on those money blocks, releasing those money stories, and having a new system, a new program when it comes to money and abundance and wealth and all that good stuff, then be on the lookout for sure. Get on that list because we're going to do that in like a couple weeks. It's coming up real, real quick in February. So we'll be signing up, getting the enrollment going soon for that session. Today's episode is one that came about out of my own personal story that I have going on right now in the real world. And so I thought I'd bring it to you guys as well and kind of share how it's going on in my life right now, just as an example, so you can see if it's maybe something that's going on in your life. And it has to do with manifestation. We talk about manifestation here on Unstuck. We talk about it both in the kind of spiritual woo-woo sense when it comes to energy and being a match for the energy you wish to attract. But we also talk about it in the sense of your mind and just how your subconscious programming needs to also be in alignment for that which you want to attract. So we'll talk about both here today. And I've had what now, 3 episodes of my own stories of manifestation and what I've been able to manifest in my life, starting with my condo, which we're going to talk about today again, and then moving on to my business and the business success that I've had. And then just a few weeks ago, talking about my fiance. So how I found my partner or manifested my partner. And just a side note, she actually agreed to come on the podcast and share her side of the story of being the thing that was being manifested, because she actually has her own take on what transpired between us to the point where we're now getting married. So she actually agreed to it. I'm very excited. Be on the lookout for that. You don't want to miss it. So today, instead of me talking about something else I have manifested and sharing that story, I'm going to talk to you about what I'm currently not manifesting and why I might not be manifesting it and why you may not be manifesting what you want right now. There's a lot of different reasons. I'm going to talk about, I think, like 7 or 8. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's going to give you an idea of where to start looking or what to start doing if your manifestations also are not happening. So let me give you a little bit of background. And it is so interesting because at this exact moment that I am recording this episode, which is going to come out a few weeks after, so I may have a totally different story to share by the time this episode airs, but everything will still apply. I have a potential buyer of my condo who we are in the top 2 units that she's deciding on, and she's meeting with her real estate agent right now as we speak to decide on which property she wants, mine or another one she's considering. And what I am not manifesting. I think most of you know this by now. If not, here you go. I am currently not manifesting a buyer of my condo. Yes, the same condo that I manifested, my dream condo I manifested almost 3 years ago now, that truly was like the dream. But now, as life unfolds, which we all know, and as we grow and change and become next level humans, I'm now ready for the next chapter. I'm ready for the next dream home. And I want to do that with my fiance, soon to be wife, my cat, my dog. We all are ready for this next chapter. We're ready for more space. We're ready to settle down into a new space. And it's just something we all want so badly. And I'm speaking for the cat and dog too. I can tell they want it, okay? Even if they don't tell me, Harlow needs a yard. But we just aren't manifesting it. It's not happening. We're getting so close and then it's not happening. We've had the condo on the market since October, I believe. So almost 4 months now. We've had pretty consistent showings. And at this point, I think it is pretty much the case for most of the U.S., but definitely in Colorado and in Boulder in particular, it's a very hot market and selling market. So a lot of homes are not even spending a day on the market before they're being snapped up. And here we are 3-4 months into this process, getting pretty consistent showings, and it's not happening. We cannot get anyone to give us an offer. And we've had tons of really great feedback. We know it's priced right. We've had multiple realtors tell us it's priced right. It shows really well. Like, this is the feedback we're getting. We've been in the top two or three for several people. We've had extremely interested people that then can't get something going with the bank or chooses another property. And it's a hard, there's a lot behind this situation, but one of the things behind it is a condo unit that has a lot of condos for sale right now, and some of which haven't been lived in. So we're up against kind of that newer, fresher thing, even though ours is a really beautiful, wonderful, and obviously we've taken really good care of it. So shows really well, all that good stuff. Has this amazing, incredible view that I've told you about in other episodes. So here we are, and if you are someone who has ever been through the process of trying to sell a home and having to do the showings like at a moment's notice, any day of the week, any time of the day, and you have ever had to do that for even a remotely short period of time, then you know the challenge. It is probably one of the hardest things I have ever had to try to stay high vibe around doing, because it'll just be like the middle of the day, I'll be deep into work or something like that. And all of a sudden we have to stop what we're doing, clean the house, make it look like no one lives there, and leave. And this is happening about, on average, about once a week and just at any given time of the day. And so it's gotten really challenging. And I know you all feel me if you have been in that situation before. It is really tough to stay positive and high vibe and grateful and hopeful and all those things. And I think that's part of what's missing here. But I also have started to think of just remind myself, I guess, of some of the other things that are going on for why this desire isn't happening. Why my manifestation isn't happening right now, or how I think it should go. And it led me to think, okay, well, I'm probably not the only one, or I know for a fact, because you guys have DM'd me quite a bit asking why your manifestations aren't happening. What am I doing wrong? What could be going on here? I feel like I'm doing everything right, and I have this desire that I want so badly and I feel so good about, and I'm high vibe and I'm doing all these things and it's just not happening. So what am I doing wrong, quote unquote? And I was kind of feeling that way myself too. What am I doing wrong? Why isn't this happening? I'm starting to feel like hopeless, like I'm losing the momentum. I'm getting more and more sad every time it doesn't happen and disappointed every time someone pulls out. And it's just such a process. And so I thought I would share what I've kind of been going through in my mind as possibilities for you too. We'll start with a quote from Abraham Hicks, which says, "If something you want is slow to come to you, it can be for only one reason. You are spending more time focused on its absence than you are about its presence. If something you want is slow to come to you, it can be for only one reason. You are spending more time focused on its absence than you are about its presence." This is one of the reasons, as Abraham Hicks says, it's the only reason. I think there's a lot more to it. So we're going to go over some of the other reasons. And this is one of them and one of the most important ones. All right, let's go through this list. Let's see, 7-ish. I have some kind of ones that have offshoots. So like there's a 7A and a 7B. So just in general, 7-ish reasons why your manifestations aren't happening for you. And as I mentioned, this is not an exhaustive list. I'm sure there are more, but we're going to cover a lot, plenty today to get you started. The first one, it's not the right time. Everything that is happening in your life is happening for a reason. And even more so, it's happening for you, not to you. And everything that's happening is interwoven, even if you can't see it right now, or it doesn't feel like there's any connection. It is all part of the process. It's all part of the unfolding that is your existence. And so oftentimes, we can't make sense of it. It doesn't seem like anything is happening. And it does seem like the perfect right time for this change to take place, for your manifestation or your desire to come to fruition. But it's really not, because of something that you can't see yet. And we often can't see why it took that amount of time, why it happened when it did, what else you needed to go through along the path to get there, until it has already happened. So just because it's not happening right now doesn't mean it's not going to happen at all, and could in fact just be because you need more time. It's just not the right time in your situation. There's more to unfold before that actual manifestation is your reality. And that's all there is to it. So if you're doing all this stuff, you've got everything else in place, and you feel like it's all going well, but you're not having that desire come to reality, it just might not be the right time. And that's okay. That's where patience is key, and loving and appreciating life regardless is key, and just being so fulfilled and happy in what you have right in front of you in the present moment will make it so that that manifestation is going to be great when it comes, but in the meantime, you're also really experiencing life fully. The second one, you're not ready for it. And this has a couple different offshoots, I think, too. The first reason you might not be ready for your manifestation is because you haven't learned the lessons that you need to learn along the way. Every single path that you have, every single thing that you go through, there's a lesson there. And when you're on a path to manifesting something, there could be a lesson that is interwoven into that experience that you're not taking in, that you're not learning, that you're not growing from. And so until you do, that manifestation can't be. You can't take that next step until you have truly learned the lessons that are within the process. Every single manifestation will require that you step into a new version of yourself, the next level version of you. And if you're not doing that, if you're not seeing that, if you're not taking that action, if you're not learning what you need to learn to grow into that person, then you're not ready for it. And the universe knows that. And when I say universe, please know that I mean anything that you want to call it, source, love, light, God, universe, whatever you want to call it. Your higher power knows the exact right moment, the exact right time when you've reached that next level where you can fully experience the manifestation as it should be and the lessons learned in the process. So you have to be aware of that. You have to know to look out for those lessons that can be learned. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But this could be another reason, is that you're just not ready to get to that level. There's something else you need to do first. The third thing is that you're not seeing the signs. And this is where we can talk about these lessons to be learned, the learning experiences that you need to go through. If you're not seeing those learning experiences for what they are, if you're not moving through that process, or even if you're just not seeing the messages and signals and you're not taking action on the intuitive nudges and you're questioning these little signals, I guess we'll call them, downloads maybe, however it shows up for you, it could be any number of ways. But if you're not seeing those, because those are clear guidance from your higher power on what direction to go, on what needs to be done, on what experiences need to be had, what learning opportunities need to be taught, that is how you get the guidance on how to reach your manifestation and how to bring that into your reality. And it's not just going to drop from the sky. You have to take inspired action, and you will take inspired action from those moments, from those cues, but you've got to be open to seeing them. And if you are living in the past, like replaying your past, which is a conscious mind thing that can happen, or worrying about the future, trying to predict the future, just overthinking about the future and being scared of things, and just, again, conscious mind activities. If you are living on autopilot and just doing the same thing every day, going through the motions of life, not opening your eyes to opportunities and experiences and downloads and intuitive nudges and all these things, then you're going to miss the signs. You have to be open to seeing them. And that means living in the present. The signs, the signals, the downloads, the intuitive nudges, everything that you need to guide you to your next step, to achieving or reaching your manifestation or having it come to fruition, however you want to call it, is in the present. It is right here, right now. That is all that exists in the universe. So right here, right now is when things happen, but you have to be willing to open your senses to the present instead of being stuck in the past or the future, which is what most of us do most of the time without even realizing it. And that is why so many spiritual teachers or mindset coaches or all of these people in this world recommend meditation, because it is in meditation that you become present to the now. And then you can get those downloads, those nudges, that guidance you're looking for to take the next step, to go along the process, to have the learning opportunities. So we have to really work on, I think it is work. I would say work is the right word. Being aware or doing the work or just being guided back to the present moment, guiding ourselves back to the present moment. And yes, this can take work, because that darn conscious mind, that ego voice, wants to go all over the place and doesn't want to be present, wants to go into the past or predict the future, try to change the past, try to change the future, trying to figure out what's going to happen. And we have to stay present. And that is when we can really see our next move. Number four it's not for the greater good of humanity and or not moving you towards your purpose or your dharma. So if your manifestation doesn't move you towards your purpose here on earth, even though maybe you think that it does, but if your higher power knows something greater for you, then it's not going to guide you towards something that you shouldn't be doing either, that won't fulfill your passions and purpose and goals and needs and desires, or isn't going to do the same for the greater good, because the universe, source, God, love works for the greater good of all, not just you. So it needs to be in alignment for all of humanity and the greater good of everyone. So this is really a kind of a conversation about it being the right thing for you and the right thing for people around you and all of us and Mother Earth and the environment and everything. It needs to be in alignment with everyone and everything. And most importantly, when it comes to you, and you might even have an example of things that you thought you wanted or something you thought would be a good thing for you and you were trying to manifest it and then it didn't happen. And you're like, oh, well, thank goodness that didn't happen, because it actually wasn't putting me towards the right path for me. That really wouldn't have gotten me to where I am today, where I'm so happy. There was a reason why that didn't work out. So it could just be that what you think you want, what your desire is right now, is actually not the right step for you to get closer to your purpose here on this planet. Okay, so remember that. Number five, this also kind of goes into that, which is that something better is on its way. So the reason why you're desiring something that you think is going to be great and it's not the right thing for you, well, that just means it's because something better is the right thing for you. And instead, that thing is on the way and ready for you to bring into existence, but you're still stuck on that old manifestation that you think you want. So you're not seeing the signs for this new one, or you're seeing the signs and not taking action on those because you don't realize that's the actual manifestation. So just an example of this is just kind of thinking about a relationship and thinking maybe you're certain that this person is your person and you've gone on some dates, or maybe you used to date and you just know they're your person. They're not responding to that. You don't understand why you can't be together or why it's not working out or why they are not coming back. And, you know, worrying about all of that. And then here is your actual person over here that maybe is already in your existence. You're not seeing that. You're not seeing how wonderful and how perfect that relationship would be for you, because you're stuck on what you think is the right manifestation, when really that other one is here right in front of you and is actually the right manifestation in your relationships. This can be the case for jobs, for potential buyers of your condo. Just this happens a lot. And it's when we get so overly focused on one that we forget to keep an open mind. We forget to trust and have faith and stay present and be attuned to those signals, those signs. So that could be a reason as well. Just know that the universe is always working in your favor. It is always directing you towards the best possible path for you during your lifetime. Just know that, because when you know that, then you have the trust. And when you have the trust, then things can come into your existence much quicker and much easier. And we're going to talk about that. Actually, let's talk about it now, which is number six, in that you're focused on the negative or not having it. So if you do not have trust, then you are focusing on it not being possible, you not having it, you not thinking it will ever come. And this is really, really the hard part. I would say this is in the top two of reasons why your manifestations are not becoming your reality, because you're focused on not having it. So you want the partner, you want that loving, beautiful, wonderful relationship, but you spend your day focusing on how awful it feels being single and lonely, and you're never going to find that partner, and why aren't you good at relationships? Why can't you ever keep anyone around? Am I ever going to find anybody? I hate watching Netflix alone. I'll never go on a date again. My dates always suck. Like, again, this sounds a little nuts when you actually hear it, but this is legit what is going on in your mind. It may not be around relationships, but it can be around anything that you have a desire to achieve that is not happening for you. Is it because you are focusing on how it's not happening? Instead of having that trust, that faith, and that patience, and that excitement for the knowing that it is going to happen. And it's hard. It is very, very hard. This was something I had to work on for so long when it came to my health and really wanting to manifest a healthy body and to become whole again and healthy and vibrant and have tons of energy like I used to, and I wasn't feeling that. It's like, how do I feel that? How do I try to experience that and really think those thoughts when I wake up and I'm exhausted? Even though I had a full night's sleep, I'm still exhausted and I have to go back to bed and I can't move the way I used to. And when I do try to take a long walk, my knees end up hurting because I'm so inflamed. Like, these were the things I had to go through when I was doing this work on my physical body. And it really, truly does work. But you have to really start being conscious of, what thoughts are you thinking? How much time of your day are you spending thinking about having it versus not having it? And we have to get to a point where it shifts to where the vast majority of your time is focused in on having it, or the excitement of it being your reality, and that trust and faith and patience, knowing that it's on its way. So this is a really big part. We've talked about this before in other manifestation episodes. I will link to those in the show notes if that's something that you want to go back and listen to a little further, because I don't want to spend a ton of time on this one. But gosh, that is, like I said, top two reasons why manifestations aren't happening. And the number one, which is, well, this is the number one reason, but it's number seven on my list, so don't let that confuse you. And this is the one that has a few offshoots here. You don't believe it's possible. And this is not just consciously, but subconsciously. So there's a few things we have to look at. And like I said, number one reason you don't believe it's possible. Now, you could not believe it's possible in that you don't believe it could actually happen. Like, you just don't believe that you have to force and try and figure it out and hustle and really just do all the work to try to make something happen in your life. So this kind of is that situation where you just don't think that manifestation is a possibility for you, or you don't believe it can happen. And that's totally fine if you don't. There are other things, more practical explanations of manifestations that I've talked about in past episodes, and I will link to that in the show notes. But that could be one reason where you're just like, yeah, cool. I mean, everyone talks about manifestation. It's like this hip thing to talk about these days, but I don't actually think this is possible. I don't believe this. I think I still have to like really plan and prepare and try to figure out every nuance of how I can possibly make something happen in my life and how I need to do things differently. That could be you. That's an option. The second thing, and this is the most important thing to talk about today, is that you subconsciously do not believe that it's possible for you. For example, you desire $1 million business, but you don't believe you're worthy of charging for your services. You don't think you're good at managing money and you just waste it. You don't believe you're good at business or entrepreneurship. So many different beliefs that go against that desire to have $1 million business. Another example, you desire a healthy body, but you believe you will always be sick. You have the identity of being sick, of having an illness. You think you'll always be struggling. You don't think you deserve a healthy body. There's a lot of deservingness going on here, or you're worthy of a healthy body. How about desiring a loving relationship, but you don't believe you deserve that kind of love and attention? So this is where we start having that conversation about the mind, which inevitably always comes up in every episode of Unstuck. I think y'all know that by now. This is where we take a break from the woo-woo side of things, that more spiritual side of things, and talk about practical reasons why what you want isn't happening. And it's because you don't believe it's possible for you. And until you work to reprogram that subconscious mind and reframe those beliefs to be that it is possible for you, that you can have these things, you will continue to block your manifestations or your desires. They will continue to not be available to you. So this is a case where you can do all of this other stuff. All of this other stuff to try to manifest something in your reality, and it continue to be out of reach for you, even though you're doing everything. Because in your subconscious programming, you don't believe it's possible for you, and you don't even know it. You may not even know that that's there yet. And so you're like, what the heck? Am I doing wrong? Why can't I make this happen? Why won't this happen for me? I feel like I'm manifesting. I'm doing all the things Sean says. Why isn't it working? It's because you don't believe it's possible for you. So keep that in mind. That is when it's time to start doing some digging, my friends. Something I love to have you do, and I love to tell you to do in every single episode. Start trying to figure out what's going on in that subconscious mind and see if that's what's truly blocking things for you. So when it comes back to me and my story and how I'm feeling like I'm not able to manifest this perfect buyer for my condo that will love it as much as I do, it could not be the right time. I think it's quite possible that I want it to happen right now, but there's a reason why it's just not the right time. Maybe because the right time will be when there's also our perfect new home available for purchase. And we need to wait for that all to come into alignment. It could be something like that. It could be that a better buyer is still on its way, one with a better offer, or wanting to buy our furniture or something like that, where it's just going to be a better deal. And that person that will really love it and offer the best offer is still out there and on its way. And I'll do also, I will say, like I've said, it's been really hard to stay patient and positive and high vibe in this experience. And I do think that we are potentially focusing a little bit too much on the negative, on how badly we want this to happen and how it's not happening. And so I've really been working on that lately, journaling every morning about my gratitude for this buyer and finding one that loves the condo as much as I do and will prosper there and have so much love and joy in that home, and really working on that. And that's really been helping my vibe when it comes to this manifestation. And I think even just talking to you right now about it has helped quite a bit, and just sharing the process and what it's been like and being honest about it, not being the most high vibe thing I've ever been through and having some challenging times. And I feel good about it. So thank you all for letting me vent a little. Sometimes that's all that's really needed. And I hope this helps you to see what could be going on in your own process of manifestation and where you can start doing a little bit of work or shifting your focus, shifting your attention, shifting your vibe. And really, you know, if we talk about, well, what do we do? What I can say to do is practice patience, acceptance, find peace in the present moment, knowing it's on its way, and have that faith. I think that's what's really missing from so much of the manifestation story and process, is really trusting and having that faith and certainty that it is going to happen, that or something better, something greater, something more in alignment is going to flow to you. If you can do those things and really stay present in that process, it'll happen. It will happen. And in the meantime, work on those subconscious beliefs, because like I said, you can do all that stuff, but if you still think you don't deserve it, or you're not ready, or you're not worthy, or it's just not possible, then it's not going to be possible. So please do this work that we're doing here on Unstuck. But if you really want to actually do it and dive in and do it with a group and with me as your guide, then make sure you come to these Empower Intensive coaching opportunities. They're going to be really great, really intensive. That's why they're called what they are. And I think it'll be tons of fun too. So you can, again, sign up to be notified, seanminer.com/empower. And again, reminder, if you are loving Unstuck, I would love to hear from you and to share a little something extra with you. You can either write a review for this podcast, Unstuck, and take a screenshot of it before you submit it, and send that screenshot to me via direct message on Instagram at Sean Miner, or you can take a screenshot of your favorite Unstuck episode. Doesn't have to be this one. It can be any one that you really have a connection to or think others would really enjoy, and share that screenshot on your Instagram story and then tag me in it so I can see it as well. And in return, I will send you an 11-minute guided meditation by me. It is the thing that I do whenever I feel disconnected with my inner being, my intuition, my guidance. I do this meditation and it immediately brings me back into alignment with my inner being. And I want to share it with you. So you have those two options. Do either of those, just let me know and I will send that right over, and you can save it to your device so you can have it forever. I'd love to do that for you. All right. I think that's it for today. Everyone, just again, I don't know what the situation is going to be when this actually airs, but if I am still in the process of trying to sell my home, please, I would love all your high vibes, all your encouragement. Send it all my way, that the right buyer that will love the condo as much as I do and will prosper in it and have so much love and joy in it is on its way. We can all just do this collectively. I would love that. That would be great. All right, everybody. Until next time, take care.